This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. Earlier this week, Oklahoma City's two largest hospital systems chose not to go ahead with a proposed merger. As part of our weekly conversation about business news in the state, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Strewley about why hospital mergers are so complicated. The proposed merger between the University of Oklahoma's medical systems, hospitals, and clinics, and SSM Health, the company that operates St. Anthony's Hospital, didn't go through. What happened to this merger? Why didn't it work out?
Well, it's really hard to say. Neither OU Medical nor SSM provided much detail in the statement that was released rather late in the day, and they weren't willing to answer any of the follow-up questions. So, pretty much the party line answer is, well, it just didn't work out.
Now, Journal Record reporter Sarah Terry Kobo looked into why hospital mergers face so many roadblocks. What did she find?
Well, some of the industry observers told her that, the details, that kind of a deal are always really complicated, and it can be very challenging to integrate a teaching hospital's operations into another existing hospital system. So teaching hospitals tend to lose money by their nature, so there has to be another part of the business to essentially subsidize the academic part of the hospital, and it can be really tough to incorporate that into a hospital that follows more of a standard business-like model.
How can hospitals benefit from merging?
They can really benefit from the economies of scale, right? The larger the organization is, the more you can spread the costs out for things like information technology or, other upgrades and facilities. Large entities likely can also get lower interest rates when they borrow money to do things like build new clinics.
How did the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, change the business model for OU Medicine?
Well, for OU and really all hospitals, it changed the way doctors are reimbursed. So instead of getting a fee for performing a service, such as an office visit or a surgical procedure, it changed to so-called quality measures. And hospitals have had to prove that patients don't get hospitalized again or don't get sicker after the operations or the procedures. And, that takes a lot more time.
Why are teaching hospitals typically more expensive to run?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, but one is because you've got physicians who are paid for doing work as doctors, and then they're also getting paid as professors because you have that academic element.
I want to take a quick detour into the bike lane, so to speak. Downtown Oklahoma City bike lanes are now painted bright green. Why did the bike lanes get a makeover?
Well, it was really motivated by safety. Motorists are more likely to see the bright green lanes and be more cautious around cyclists. But it's also a signal of a shift that Oklahoma City is a bike-friendly kind of place.
Will marked bike lanes expand out of the downtown region?
They've said that they will eventually. The Bike and Walk Oklahoma City Master Plan is supposed to expand the bike lanes from the center outward, but that's going to take a few years.
Is City Hall making a concerted effort to boost bicycle usage in the city?
Well, by implementing the green lanes, they are, certainly, but beyond that, no real action from City Hall.
That's Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much. It's been great talking with you again.
My pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. You can also find it on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, @Journal Record and @KGOU News.